I gotta call the meeting to order. Stand for a salute to the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Open the floor for public comment. Okay, tonight we have with us Mr. Steve Winkley from Rural Water. Last month we discussed the water protection area with the Water Protection Committee. And Steve is here to expound upon that, and hopefully we're ready to move ahead with some of the recommendations.
Okay. I got a handout, but I first wanted to give you a little update from Andy's last update. Spoke with Rensselaer County Health Department, got their perspectives on things, and so I've got some additional recommendations that I wanted to touch base with you tonight, and some additional materials here. So I thought I would hand them out, and I think you have one. Do you have one board member not here?
We have two.
There's two not here.
Two not here. Okay.
But we can make copies.
I have enough copies.
I'll put them in the back.
Okay. And so basically, I wanted to basically just kind of summarize that I'm working right now on a written document. There will be a draft, what we call a source water protection plan. Second item here, principal threats to the water supply wells. Just kind of want to summarize that based on an inventory of land uses, discussion with Rich Elder and others from regulatory agencies, the village, JA water operator, and review of decades of water quality data. These are the four things, I guess, if I was to boil it right down. There's been an issue, I guess, historically with dumping in the area, and that was particularly expressed from the health department's point of view. That they would like to see addressed if possible. These are yard clippings, leaves, wood, etc. Not so much that these pose a big threat, although they do increase the organics. And like Jay said, you have to do an organics test every year. But they do and could contain trace amounts of gasoline, oils. So that's, and the dumping is, from what I understand, is actually going on right in the immediate vicinity of the supply wells, within visual sight of them. So another issue is runoff from the street in the area. There's a manhole that discharges to a culvert. We've talked about that before. The reliance on septic systems. There's seven homes that are within 200 feet of the wells. If this was a new well field, the village would control all 200 feet. So you have seven septic systems within 200 feet, which that is a concern the health department. But the good news is your nitrate levels have been historically fairly low and fairly steady. But that said, it's still of concern. And then that development, those homes in there, I've researched the age of the homes and the heating source of the homes, predominantly 50s and 60s homes with fuel oil tanks. So there is the concern of fuel oil in that area as well. And trust me, going over, doing this for a lot of communities, fuel oil delivery and fuel oil storage issues are the number one source of spills in New York that I've come across. So that's an issue to mention. So the potential, the purpose of a plan is to see if there's things that can be done to minimize these, not do away with these threats necessarily, but in some cases it could do away with it, but to minimize as best we can, as a village can, these potential concerns. And so I've divided this up, items 3 and 4 here.
In a format for codification and enforceable, and and whatnot. We just got actually three proposals back today. Responded. I sent out five RFPs to five different companies. We got three back. So we just got them at noon. They're rather a little more cumbersome than I thought they were going to be. So we'll review them over the next month, and then we'll talk about them next month to make an award. I'm not ready to, and none of the members of the board are ready to make a decision tonight on these. So we'll have to hold them for another month. That's pretty much it for what I have for this month. Clerk?
I hope everybody had a nice holiday. Happy New Year, 2018. The calendars already went out. If you didn't get one, we have extras here in the office, and I put some out by the door. And I trust that everyone's tree was picked up. That process has been completed. If you didn't get picked up, feel free to call, and I'll make sure you get scheduled. And that's it.
Okay, code enforcement, report in your packet.
All right. Yeah, report's in the packet. I also spoke to Kevin extensively today regarding code enforcement. Since things fell through regarding shared services with the town, I plan on meeting with Kevin within the next 2 weeks to go over protocols for all the different types of code issues, starting with shoveling sidewalks. He's putting together a draft so that, and I'd also like to, you know, put this in the report, probably to request to purchase door hangers that tell the code, you know, the shoveling driveway code on door hangers so that we can put it on everybody's, so that at least they know, so everybody's informed. And then put a protocol together regarding what happens if they don't shovel their driveway within a certain amount of time, so that everybody knows exactly what is needed after a snowstorm. You know, because we're getting lost in confusion between Jay telling Missy and Missy telling Kevin, and you know, Kevin being out of town and part-time, can't get here after all snowstorms and so on. So we're putting a protocol together to take care of that issue, and we're going to put it into place, and that's the way it's going to be, and then we'll see how that goes from there. Also, same thing with, you know, real deteriorating paint we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about excessive items in yards that make the area look unsightly. So we're going to go over quite a bit of the code issues here so that we can put together protocols for everything and actually have a plan in action as to how we're going to enforce this code moving forward now that while Kevin is still on board with us. Yes?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
All right, with this sidewalk business, right, with the snow, the village is doing great. The people are doing a great job. I mean, it's better than it's ever been.
Okay.
But your abandoned houses, they're not being done at all.
Okay, so it's the abandoned houses. Okay.
You got people walking to work. They got to walk in the road. Why can't we have Jay? We have a snowblower, don't we? I think we did. We had it last year anyway.
Oh, we have it.
It'll take about 3 hours to do all of them. At least nobody's going to get hit.
So mainly it's the abandoned houses that we're having issues with now, John, as opposed to most of the residents are shoveling out their walkways and
they
so
can
on.
Fight it out later on, but at least somebody's not going to be walking down the road with a baby carriage and getting run over.
You know, I don't have a problem having our DPW do that, but, you know, it's up to the board and how they feel on that. You know, for the abandoned houses, obviously if somebody's living there, they should shovel their walkway. It's part of the code. Abandoned houses, we got to do something, so I don't have an issue with that.
I mean, a school hasn't been done. It's just a phone call. I'm sure they'll be glad to do it, but they change help down there. They don't know they're supposed to do it. We went through this last year. And they come out and they did a great job.
Well, I'm glad to hear that it's better this year.
Huh?
So sounds like things are better.
It's not in place right now, though.
Okay.
The same problem occurred last year. Albany Avenue got attention. The house across from me has not shoveled their sidewalk. It is no longer a single homeowner. It is two apartments.
Mm.
Yet they have a guy that comes once a week, takes their garbage out for them. So they have somebody there.
Okay.
I know the abandoned houses on on the opposite side, the Methodist Church side, between the Methodist Church and the library, they have not been done. And I think we spoke about this, that the width of those sidewalks is so narrow that most self-propelled equipment couldn't get through. There's one telephone pole. We've got maybe 14-inch clearance. So, you know, it's not a panacea. But you've got people in the Pine Tree Apartments who walk down and walk up the street every single day. And pass...
The worst thing, people are on cell phones. They're not paying attention where they're driving. And it happens. Somebody's going to get killed, really. And we can avoid it for a couple hours' work. I mean, I don't see where there's any questions about it. Why not just do it?
Yeah, and I don't have an issue having our DPW do the abandoned houses. If most of the residents are shoveling their
driveways.
But I think
the reminder...
But I think we'll also still do... Yeah, I'm going to still do that, no matter what.
Back in the day when we had a printed newsletter, and then after we went to...
I'm going to do door hangers, and I'll go personally door-to-door. I'll do it. I'll go door-to-door, and I'll let everybody know and put a door hanger on.
Mayor's comments. Now, since Bob Severance has left, most mayors have not been too interested in presenting any information for the newsletter, and I know Guy has attempted to put things in the advertiser as well, so there are ways to reach out. I put it in this month just as a community reminder.
Okay.
How many people read it, I don't know. I know how many hits we have, but I don't know how many.
Well, I know everybody's going to get the door hangers on their door. You know, that I know.
So that's good.
Yeah, but people don't live there. They ain't going to read. They ain't going to get
it. The apartments or the vacant houses.
Well, that's why we should discuss it now. I don't know what your thoughts are, Bob, on...
Well, I mean, you know, I know this has always been an ongoing issue, and we have ordinances on the books that say you have to clear the snow within 24 hours after the end of the storm, or we can send somebody over in charge, and I think that's the way we should do it.
Well,
I don't want to take on the responsibility, or seem to take on the responsibility, that the village is going to clear sidewalks, you know, for the residents. I mean, if the residents want to do that, that's fine, but you have to understand there's a cost associated with that.
Well, what about abandoned properties? We do it now and then we build these banks.
Well, I think you need to notify them.
We don't have anything
them.
On the book saying that we can build them.
Well, here's the problem.
So let's make that clear.
Okay,
we can't build them. We can try, but we don't have a resolution stating dollar amounts, what we're going to build them. And the process actually is that they have 24 hours. Then code is supposed to notify me, and a letter goes out giving them another 24
right.
hours before the village
so,
steps
so
in.
So the problem with that whole system is the snow could be melted by the time it gets through to it, and by the time they get their letter, it's 2 weeks later. Somebody could have broke their leg.
Right, I'm not arguing that fact. I'm just telling you that's what it says on the law.
All right.
That's
the issue that me and Kevin had discussed, is that by the time we do all the red tape and the paperwork to get everything submitted, the snow could be gone, somebody could be hurt, and okay.
All right, Laurie.
The city of Albany just passed a new law, so maybe take a look and see what that says. I mean, you see the 24 hours.
Right.
They just passed a new law. See what it says and see how you go about. Now, when you talk about abandoned buildings, many of the buildings were sold at auction. So the new owners may not know of our local laws or our code, so it might behoove us to get the person of record who's bought, like, the Bushnell's house across from you, and let them know what the rules are, or guide them.
I did send a welcome packet, but
we should have
that's a good idea.
Packet.
I can add that to the welcome packet.
Yeah, just, you know, they have been purchased. Hopefully they'll be flipped or whatever.
Some of them, not all.
But we got another 40 days to go.
But the process does need to be faster, I agree.
The school needs is a phone call. I tried to have you call today. Just call the school.
You tried to call the school today?
He wanted me to call the school today, but I'm not going to step in on a process that's not my department.
Right.
Nobody told me to call the school and complain that the sidewalks aren't done.
I relate it
to Jay.
John, you know, you seem to be very up on you know, the code and sidewalks and stuff, which is great, and we appreciate that. Is there a chance that you could, when you see something, send an email to Kevin? Because he does have email. And he's, you know, on the village website.
He wouldn't have enough room, believe me.
Well,
I'll tell you the truth.
But that's
because the village is a mess.
But that's what he's coming back
Don't
at me. He's coming back at me saying, I have email. Nobody sends me email. So now, if you send email, now he can't come back and tell me.
I want to get numbers. You can't give numbers out.
I can't get phone numbers to the staff.
Yeah, if you could email. That, what I highly suggest, since you know, you're on this.
All you got to do is you got two people working for you. They ride around the village every day. They know more than anybody. They just got to come back and tell her she could email. They get paid to do it.
Well, you know, you heard...
They're out there every single day.
Bob doesn't, you heard Bob. He doesn't want to... You know, and I understand where he's coming from as well. So if he... If he doesn't want to go that way, we have to go, we have to figure this out a different route.
They see more than we see.
I mean, I don't mind, you know, if that's what you got, if the board wants to do that, then they can do that.
I understand
just saying,
what you're saying,
there's
it opens up a can of worms. And it's a cost to it.
And, you know,
and
when you only got two people, it's going to be after the roads are clear. So it's not going to happen in the first 24 hours anyway.
There's only a few bodies.
I mean, you know, and a lot of us, we all help out our neighbors. I mean, I do two or three walks on my street.
They do that, not
yeah.
me too.
Yeah, we all do, you know, well, we all do our part.
Well, how about this? All right, how about anytime anybody has a code issue, send an email, regardless, to Kevin. Send it to Kevin, that way it's logged right away.
Or send it to me. Or send it to me.
Even including the employees can send emails. That's the same thing. I'm going to let, and that's what I'm saying to our board now. Have our, even Jay and...
Pete.
And yeah, they and Pete can also send the emails to Kevin, and we'll let them know. That way, Kevin gets the emails right away, and there's no lag in between.
But meanwhile, the abandoned houses, are they going to do them so that people don't have to walk in the road?
What's your call?
I think we follow the law. That's what the law says. I think we follow the law.
Do you have addresses? Because I'll go shovel a couple driveways tomorrow. I got some time.
I ain't done. We got help. We got people to do it. They got time
again,
to do it.
But he's... You can't argue.
They did it right. Last year.
He's the boss.
Let's move on. Let's move on.
All right.
Animal control.
No report.
Community revitalization.
Okay. Now, so if you have Tom here, which is great. Thank you for coming, Tom. We appreciate seeing you.
Sure.
You know how we spoke about the Bristol property, and you know I can get equipment and labor to level it nice, take the blacktop, put it in a spot so Jay can you know remove it. You had some objections. I know you sent me an email to hold off on anything. Now that Tom's here, can you explain those objections and see if we could get past those so that we can do that work?
I just said we need to have a site plan so we know what is going to happen. And it should be reviewed. We should do a seeker thing to make sure that we're not infringing on any of the drainage over there.
Well, I think all you want to do is...
Yeah, all I want to do is level the piles and get rid of the...
Well, you talked about putting a fence up, too.
Well, maybe one of those plastic orange fences so nobody can dump in there anymore. That's about it.
Yeah, they
So I just want to see if, you know... If,
there's a sign up there that says no dumping.
So
I just wanted something to go before the planning board. That's all, and have them review it. And if your guys are good with it, then we're good.
It just be a matter of leveling off.
Just level, yeah. All we want to do is level off.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily trigger that. I don't know if that necessarily triggers planning board approval.
You're creating a park in an area, right? It's a new use. It's a...
Well, that's part of a more, I think...
That's the broader...
And I think that, you know, we should all... I would prefer to have the planning board review the plan.
Do I have to submit anything, or can we just go off this meeting and have you?
Well, I guess we'll get the planning board together to talk about, you know, again, I think if what you're saying is you're looking at this thing more from a sort of a bigger picture perspective.
Mm-hmm.
What is the ultimate intended use
right.
of, and I think we've even talked about this when we were doing the comprehensive plan, is, hey, we have this really nice piece of property over there that we could probably do something with.
Right.
And so we included in the plan, let's sort of put something together, so...
All I'm saying is, let's think about it, lay out what we want to do before we start doing it. That's all.
Well, can we
see my thoughts? Are,
stop dumping stuff there.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
It's nice because you can use that maybe as a base for whatever you put in there. If somebody wants to put a picnic table or something in there, they're not.
Mm-hmm. Right. So I'm looking at an idea just right now, since I have the equipment and I have the time to do it.
Yeah,
and I'll,
winter time, they're not doing much.
Well, right. Well, and I don't know exactly when I can get there, but if you give me the approval when I do have time and I can get the equipment, I'll just level it off where we talked about and then just put the asphalt in the designated, and that's it. And then that way, it's flat, and then we can move forward to, you know, the next process, which would be...
So you reviewed, you don't have a problem with what you're talking about.
Met me.
Yeah, go ahead then.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. I mean, we actually went out, that was back in the fall.
Yeah, well, it was a while ago.
But I mean, before it's all set up, I'd like, you know,
I think
you should put something down on paper so that, you know, we know what it's going to be, and when people come in to talk about it, but we have this area, here's a little, you know, a concept plan of what it is and what it's for.
Right. It'll look nicer, though, flattened out with the mounds going, the asphalt going, and maybe even put up one of those orange fences up so nobody will know to dump there anymore. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's it on that department. But thank you, Tom, for being here.
All right. Beautification.
You know, taking a step backwards, I think you could have a winning situation. You spend a few bucks to get some badges made, deputy assistant snow warden or something. I think you get a lot of folks who would be willing to rat on
the neighbor. Like the safety patrol.
We could have SWAT warden. So in your report, in the January report, you should have at the bottom the synopsis of the income and expenses of the beautification committee. In the February newsletter, there'll be a more detailed explanation because it deserves an explanation, but I didn't have the wherewithal to put it in there. So that'll come out. Things are quiet on beautification, obviously. We don't work in the snow. Unless we're a snow warden, but the bicentennial committee will come back after their holiday break this Monday, 6 p.m. All are invited.
Okay. Youth committee.
Okay. Well, Mother Nature has been throwing us a curveball here. I'll start with the town first. The town youth committee was going to have an event this Saturday, but due to the fact that we're probably going to have freezing rain, they've decided to cancel, and they haven't rescheduled yet. As far as our ice skating parties go, we've put ads in the advertiser, or I should say articles in the advertiser. I post the conditions every Friday on my telephone answering machine, and I have actually had one call in the 3 or 4 weeks that we've been doing this. And so far, well, Missy was kind enough to make sure that it got on, the ads got on our website. And also, she called me today, or she emailed me today to let me know that Jay says, officially, everything is safe and we're ready to go. And of course, on Friday, we're supposed to have, I don't know how much rain coming, so. We probably won't have something, but I will post it. So we're just going to continue along and, you know, see what happens. We've had at least two nights when it was below zero. People kids were not interested. But we'll continue. So right now, neither group has anything planned until March 24th. And that's going to be the annual Easter egg hunt, which this year is going to be at the town garage. And of course, many of you know that Fred McKeag, who is the chair of that committee, is also the highway superintendent. So this way, we won't have a problem like we did last year with the fire department, where we sort of got a little confused. They got a little confused as to when the town wanted to have the Easter egg hunt. So that's just a long way of saying that that's a guaranteed site. So we're all set for March 24th.
CBA, planning board.
Not much going on.
Water source committee, anything to add?
Nothing to add to what you've heard.
Okay. Zoning review, I think I talked about that. So, old business, we have the...
Before you go on, from a zoning perspective, is that going to be used to update the zoning, the different zone?
Zoning ordinances.
Okay. Is part of that RFP to actually conduct seeker as part of that, because I think that is something that would be subject to the State Environmental Quality Act.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, you know, they're supposed to make sure that we follow the correct process,
okay,
that we have the appropriate public hearings, the appropriate notifications to the towns and counties. And
but even doing the secret, at least the short mm-hmm. form and all that stuff, is that part of what the consultant will be doing?
Yes.
Okay. Just didn't want to get us in a secret bind.
No, we'll take care of that.
Not that I'm the secret police or anything like that, but I want to be subject.
Is that what they call themselves?
Do
the secret police?
Article 78 or anything like that, you know? That's why we have counsel.
But we're going to review those, like I say, and then we'll address them next month, so. New business. Anything under new business?
Nope.
Okay, open floor for public comment, John.
Yeah, I would like to see him. We got new backhoe, we got new dump truck, we got all new equipment, we got all this space out back here, just like they do every place else. Just like the village up here in the corner. Big pile of snow. It's going to be a mess there for a month. If we clear that area out there back, get rid of those trees, make a nice flat area out there, pick that snow up, truck it down, pile it, push it back, get it off the village streets. Maul the street over here, right here where we're on here now. It's basically a one-lane road in the wintertime when it gets snow on it. You know it, I know it. You barely get one truck through there when the car's parked there. There's nobody there parked there during the day. They can run down through there, scoop all that snow up, put it in a truck, run it down here and dump it. But you got to have a place to dump it.
We did that this last past snowstorm.
I was going to say, some of that.
Yeah.
But they have a place to dump it.
Designated wetland. So.
They could clear that area. We own it. We're not utilizing it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's would be regulated. Something like that would be regulated by the Corps of Engineers. That's all federal protect. Most of that is protected federal wetland.
Well, let's say the part that ain't protected then.
What's that?
The part that ain't protected. We were told.
There's not much left that's not.
When we bought it, it was not wetlands when we bought it.
Oh, it's wet.
Well, we were told that. You can check your minutes, you'll see that that ain't wetlands.
Yeah. Well, I actually delineated it in a moment.
I think we paid $30,000 for it.
But we did pick up the snow.
But like up on the corner here, right where the circle is, the big pile of snow, that can be picked up. It'll just make the village look better.
Mm-hmm.
They can truck it away and get rid of it. You know what I mean?
I'll talk to them about it, as I said. And I will. Okay, so anything else under public comment? Okay, so we're going to do an executive session tonight for some pending litigation ongoing.
And also for personnel matters.
So we have some resolutions that we will address when we come out of executive session. They're on your agenda, and we'll pay the bills, and that'll pretty much be it. So you're welcome to hang out if you would like, and if not, have a good night.
Make a motion to go into executive session for the two reasons stated.
I'll second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And entertain a motion to come out of executive session.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy. Second.
Dave,
you going to second that?
I'm sorry.
Come out of executive session.
Yes, I second. Sorry about that.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. Okay, resolutions. Transfer $26,000 from fund balance.
Oh, yeah, $26,000, sorry.
From fund balance to 8340.4. So what this is for is to pay for the 2-inch water line under the Valencia Kill there. That's for that project. And transfer $4,000 from fund balance to 1440.4. That's to pay for the engineering work on the same job. They're both water things, right? Yeah. Both in the water.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Dave. Any questions or other questions on that?
You're doing them both together or separate?
No, I'll do them both together.
Okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Pay bills 222 through 252 in the amount of $20,829.25 in the general fund and $4,795.79 in the water fund and $2,670.16 paid outside abstract. Entertain a motion.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy. Second. Second by Dave. Any questions on the bills tonight?
No.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Adjournment's in order.
Wait, no, don't you have one more transfer, don't you? Personal service?
Oh, yeah, personal
that
service.
One
thank
short.
You. That wasn't on it. All right, so we're going to take...
We're going to take you
out of
where?
Oh, we're over by... We got... We might as well do another 199 for... Let's see, how many months is left in here? This is December. You got January, February,
again.
March, April, May. 5 months.
Months.
You got need another $1,000. So we want to do... No, you need $1,000 for 5 months, right? $200 a month. Right? January through May?
Yep.
So that's $1,400. So we're going to transfer $1,400 from 36201.1 Safety Inspection Personal Services to 8010.1 Zoning Personal Services.
Okay.
Make the motion.
Second.
Motion by Guy, second by Dave. Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion's carried. So that should wrap everything right up nicely.
Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
So you just, in my head, moved money from, so, because I asked this in the beginning of the budget year. Was Kevin, you guys allotted for an increase in those lines?
Yeah.
Is he receiving that increase?
He is, but she's not. She's taking more for some reason.
She's taking more, but I think when I asked that question when we had the budget hearing was, and I'll say it again, and I hope it's on a recording, he does nothing, and he's getting rewarded to do nothing. I don't understand it. I mean, you guys told me he wasn't going to get the raise, and now he's got the raise and still does nothing. I mean, I don't
trust. Duly noted.
Thank you.
But the issue of the moving was because of the way it's coming out.
She took it out of one line.
Yeah.
Another. My issue is he.
Understood.
What do you get 2%?
Yeah, you got 2%. I think you got 2%. I have to look at the two. I'd have to look at the abstracts for the payroll thing we did.
Right. I mean,
I don't remember if he got a raise or not, but
he did.
Okay. All right.
That was one of my comments.
Then if he got the raise, then yes, he did.
Wow.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn second. By Guy, second by Dave. All those in favor?
Aye.